Good evening, everybody. It's November 15th, 2010, and this is 10 Dozen Minutes of Hoping Shit Doesn't Crash with Jake and Mr. Skullhead.
I keep forgetting to say the date. Were you looking at some sort of Justin Timberlake dog pictures?
It's the hot new meme, privilege-denying dude.
Privilege-denying dude.
Right.
What's he denying?
All kinds of privileges.
Hmm.
It's just,
Like white privilege? Like white male privilege?
Seemed like, what goes in those, in that particular meme is stuff that, like, Todd from Scott Pilgrim would say.
Who's Todd?
The vegan guy.
Oh, okay. I see.
Kind of douchey. Well, it's obvious that you need to... Eh.
He doesn't know the meaning of the word.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, you know, it's like Mr. Crack, only... I mean...
That was a pretty good movie. We watched it again. Hey, let's talk about Scott Pilgrim for like an hour. That'll entertain our listeners.
That'd be totally sweet.
Everybody loves Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah. It seems like your computer's fixed. I shouldn't say that out loud because I'll jinx it. But,
I let Windows install all of the updates that it wanted, and that didn't help. So I reinstalled the sound drivers, which didn't help. So I got the most updated version of the sound card driver, which made it...
Was it driver 8?
Yeah, it was. No, it was driver 6.0.12.3 point less. And I had to, it wanted to remove the previous driver and then restart. And then install the driver and then restart. And then install the driver and then restart. And then install the driver and then restart. And at that point, I told it to stop. And I figured I would just write it off. But then it just came back. Like, you can have sound and a computer that runs.
Cool.
So... We'll see. You know, we could get a blue screen of death at any moment, at which point you're poised over your keys, right?
That's true, I am. I'm poised over all of them. All of them at once.
That's an impressive poise you're showing there.
I know. I can type with one stroke. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can stroke while typing.
Cool. But only with one hand. Can you type while listening to the strokes?
I think I can.
We were actually having this conversation the other day.
You
can write while listening to music that has words, and I can't. I have to listen to instrumental music while I'm working. So I can only listen to the Amelie soundtrack or Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsodies.
I see.
Those are the only things. If I, like, when I have a bunch of stuff to do and it's time for me to sit down and work on something for, like, however long those albums last, I will just put on one of those albums and focus on that one thing until the album is over.
Hmm.
And then sometimes I will start it over, or start the other one.
It has to be stuff that I've heard several times, though. Like, if I put on new music, I'm either going to just tune the music out completely, or...
What about Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians? If you put on the New Bohemians, can you...
If I put on the Bohemian Rhapsody, and the Hungarian Rhapsody, and just put one in each ear, then I'm fine.
And Rapper's Delight in your third ear.
Right.
Which is how you hear mystical things. Like the chicken. A prescient warning that the chicken is going to taste like wood. That's the only part of Rapper's Delight that I can remember, is that the chicken tastes like wood.
The, like, 20 minutes at the end where, instead of talking about how awesome rap is, they talk about how it sucks when you get invited to somebody's house and they serve you bad food.
Yeah. I think it's like when it's your grandma or something.
To your friend's grandma.
Or your friend's grandma. Yeah. I don't know, I've never been served bad food. You made me a delicious meal. I was like, bitch, make me a sandwich. And you were like, sorry, man, all we got is pork loins.
Yeah. I girded them for you, though.
Yeah, you did. You did gird those. You girded them with barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. I don't understand your... I mean, that barbecue sauce is fine, right? But I don't understand your infatuation with Famous Dave's. It's not that great.
See...
I don't understand why it's famous.
Yeah, your continued insistence on the guys you insist on for barbecue at the meat... means that we can't have this conversation.
It makes everyone happy. Is my choice makes everyone happy. My mom likes it. See, it must be a genetic thing. I like it way better than the previous caterers. It's cheaper than the previous caterers. And my mom likes it way better than the previous caterers.
At least the... Everyone was talking about how the root beer was the big draw last year. And when I tried it, and it like fairly early on, it was like lukewarm and flat.
Well, it's always flat.
So I mean, I figured,
homemade root beer is flat. Yeah. Right?
I figured like, that was what it was supposed to be, but no, this time it was like ice cold and carbonated.
Was it carbonated?
Yeah, not as aggressively as like a commercial thing, but It tasted really good. So I'm like, okay, well, I understand that now. But the meat, which you don't eat, okay, and we do the barbecue,
sure, that's a good point.
So much better.
I just like a whole bunch of beans.
No.
Because what I do is if I'm not going to drunkenly fart all night, I'm going to fart all night sober.
I see.
On a party night like that. So what I like to do when I have an event catered is I have it catered with whoever will give me the most beans to eat.
Mm.
And there are some little bits of bacon and hot dog stuff. I don't think it's hot dogs. I think it's some other kind of sausages mixed in with the beans.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the farts some heft.
Right. You
know? Gives them some presence. Gives them some gravitas.
I mean, Jess likes the caterer this time that we've had for the past couple of years because she can't eat anything that mm-hmm. they make, so then she gets to go and have, you know, Liberty Square or whatever.
Liberty Market.
Liberty Square Market.
There's a Thai restaurant right across the street from the con venue. I think that we'll use that same con venue again next year.
That was nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It was not. You know, it sucks that we had to kick everybody out, but like, it was also kind of nice that we got to kick everybody out. And it's like, all right, we're gonna take stock of this. We're gonna, you know, be able to do the sound check without having to herd people out of this particular room and keep them out. And, yeah. Pretty all right. Man, we are both in the same room, which is what Opie said, doing the little sound check in the background, just to give listeners a taste of what's going on the backside. Because I like to give KOL's listeners, radio KOL's listeners, a taste of the backside.
You do.
And anybody in the same room as me, a scent as a preview.
You know, I was finishing up dinner, you know, setting the kid up, I heard some prodigious farts coming from the room that you were in, and like, you know, I hope that continues all show long.
During the meal is what I meant to say.
I meant during the show.
I was gonna fart into the meat. That was some good meat you cooked me.
That worked pretty
well.
It
was a good it was a good pork loin and some good string beans. It's very Midwest. You've adopted a very Midwest style of cooking.
That was like a food, like a meat and a veggie and Midwest style of cooking.
It's Midwest. It would have been, you would have given me some sort of Thai basil salad hummus. Right. Oh man, they just didn't have hummus at the grocery store when I was going to buy lunch stuff, unless they have it somewhere that I just couldn't find.
Yeah, they have tons of it, but it does hide.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, "Oh right, I'm in the Midwest. They don't have any of the food that I had never heard of until I moved out of the Midwest, like provolone cheese, for instance."
Now there's a fantastic there's a deli in Northeast that the Holy Land Deli that does all kinds of fresh hamay, and they ship it to the grocery stores all over.
Mm.
But you have to find where they put it, and they started carrying the Athanos stuff too. I mean, if you're the kind of guy who wants, like, processed, pre-packaged hummus.
Right, the man's hummus. Right. This is the hummus. This is the hummus the agricultural industrial complex wants you.
Do you know what the carbon footprint of that hummus is?
Whoa.
Do you know whether or not that hummus smells like vagina?
Sometimes the hummus does smell like vagina.
I fondly remember the day that... Well, I walked to your when I walked up to your apartment... The semen trees were in bloom, so the entire outside smelled like sperm.
Right.
And I walked in, and you handed me the hummus, only saying, like, hey, what do you think this smells like? Like, that smells like pussy. And it didn't taste like pussy, but boy, did it smell like it.
Yeah.
It was some kind of dill. Apparently, most vaginas I've encountered have been pickled.
You do frequent the cadaver ward at the hospital, is what I was saying. Yeah, you know, the cadaver ward. This is where they treat you for being dead.
cadaver ward sounds like a spell from Arkham Asylum, anyway.
Yeah. We played some Arkham Asylum the other day. That was pretty fun.
We played just a little bit too much Arkham Asylum.
Two entire games.
It was fun, yeah. We kicked the shit out of Yig and...
Glocky.
Who always makes me think he's the guy from Perfect Strangers, but that's Balky.
Right.
That would have been an easier fight.
Both played by Bronson Pinchot, though.
Yeah. Servants of Balky are people who speak in funny accents. All cultists are incomprehensible.
All cultists are Andy Kaufman. This is kind of the... Balky was kind of the, like... I don't know. the like sterilized version of Latka, right?
Yeah, I think his whole shtick was just he was a wacky foreign guy. Yeah. He didn't have
family
that
circus version.
He didn't have that danger underneath that Andy Kaufman did, dude. Because you know what Kaufman did, man? He fucking changed the whole game. That's what Kaufman did.
Yeah, no, I know, man.
He was the one who's like, "How come comedy always has to be funny, huh?"
I am glad to hear stories about Andy Kaufman, but I am glad that I never paid to see Andy Kaufman perform. Right. You know, I'm up for some non-standard comedy. I'm up for a Tom Green.
Yeah,
I'm up for the State or the Stella. Did you ever see The Ten? The David Wayne movie?
No.
It's pretty good.
Actually, yes. I saw the first two segments, and I was like, what the fuck is this, and why am I watching it, and stopped.
Did you not like The State?
I love The State, yeah.
Huh.
The first story in The Ten about the guy who gets like jumps out of a plane and gets paralyzed.
Stuck in the ground, yeah.
I saw John Lovitz do a story almost identical to that in a special that he had like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just kind of distracting. Like,
well, you know, The 10 came out 15 years ago. So John Lovitz totally stole it.
The 15 came out 20 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Yeah. Keeps on going.
No, the whole thing about the woman finding Jesus.
You know what came out
in Spanish?
74 years ago. Let's just go ahead.
79?
69 came out.
Right. You know what happened 20 years ago?
69, she was 16.
Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play?
I saw her face.
Right.
All cultists are believers. yeah, so, Arkham Asylum was a fun video game. Arkham Horror was a fun board game. I still wish that it is one of those board games that makes me wish it was a computer game.
Hmm.
Although you guys did all the setup and all the cleanup, I just like hung out,
some combination, smoked
cigars and drank beer.
Like if there were an app, say for an iPhone, maybe. See, I have an iPod Touch, which does not have a phone in it, so I can still say fucking iPhone.
I know. Right?
Yeah. Although I was dicking around with it and going, yeah, I should take this with me when I go to pick Jess up in case I have to wait. And like, oh, all of these features I'm enjoying won't work because.
I
refuse to have it be a phone.
Yep. Well, you'll fall in love with it one of these days.
I just need to get that...
it'll be time for you to get a new phone.
I could get Verizon's, like, little internet dongle.
Mm.
Portable Wi-Fi and backdoor that shit.
Yes, you could just get a fucking iPhone. You could break down, acknowledge that the iPhone is best. iPhone is the best.
That I love, Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of us needs to have an Android phone. For the good of the company.
I guess that's true. Stupak2 asks King Stupid if he can blame him for priapism. I don't know. Does it count as priapism if you just look at something that's really attractive and continually have a boner?
I think it's if you can't make it go away.
But what if the reason that you can't make it go away is because you are constantly surrounded by, like, super hot ladies?
Hmm.
I don't think that's a disorder. I think that just means you're a red-blooded American man.
Don't you, at the strip club, doesn't your boner get overwhelmed pretty quickly?
I don't so much get a boner at the strip club.
Hmm.
Because it feels inappropriate to do so.
Ah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I maybe get a boner if there's a particularly enthusiastic stripper who's trying to make it happen, you know? Like but...
You and the captain stripper making it happen. It's only priapism if it's despite the absence of... physical and psychological stimulation.
It has been suggested that clitorism be merged into this article or section. Is that because it has been suggested that the clitoris is just a shitty penis? Yeah, clitorism is just the shitty version of priapism. A painful medical condition in which the erect penis or clitoris does not return to its flaccid state. That should be pronounced flaccid.
Mm. I've been to the flaccid state. It kind of sucks. Actually, the Flaccid State was not a very funny show.
Yeah. It was just sort of a boring comedy troupe. Stupak wrote, JNS, why don't we have any kind of pumpkin chunkin'? I know you've built a trebuchet, so you must know about this. I want to chuck pumpkins. Yeah, you know, the trebuchet that we built was actually just a proof of concept for the trebuchet that we were going to build to try and win that particular aspect of the pumpkin chunkin' contest. But then... while, like, in between us, like, drunkenly bullshitting that we were going to do this at the bar and getting the trial run version of it made, somebody beat that record by, like, quadrupling it. Hmm. And then we looked into it, and that it turned out the trebuchet with which that record was broken, the wheels were 10 feet in diameter.
Wow.
So we're like, yeah, we are not building it. Like, you know, anything that you cannot, like, once it gets down to, like, all right, we have to buy some, like, salvage telephone poles to build this and use a crane. Because, like, you know, once it got to where it was not going to be something that we could make out of stuff from Home Depot, we kind of gave up on that dream. Which I always kind of figured that the proof of concept scale model of the trebuchet was going to be what we built.
Right.
And, you know, built a trebuchet. It worked. It threw rocks further than we could throw them ourselves.
Excellent.
We've achieved mechanical advantage, and now there's just a fucking rotting trebuchet in my yard.
You could use it to hurl lemons at your neighbors.
I could, but then I wouldn't get to keep the lemons. Yeah, so no, I, you know. The thing is, there are a million things we could have done with this pumpkin thing. We eventually had to stop doing them. Why does no one believe me that there's nothing past the ginormous pumpkin? I don't know that that's true. You told me that.
In the thread, there were a couple of people going, oh, great, now we have to just sit and wait and see what else happens.
No, you seriously don't. It doesn't do anything past 11.
It was my fault for posting in that thread the kind of what I thought was obviously sarcastic. No, everything's done at 5 days. You should totally stop. But, you know, I'm going to say it too. There's nothing else. Continue to harvest your pumpkins and enjoy them. Maybe they'll believe us when they hit 37 days or 23 days and there's nothing.
Yeah. Nope, there's one at 69, though. It's a particularly sized and shaped small pumpkin that you can fuck.
Yep.
Actually, you eat the top half of it while fucking the bottom half. Or rather, eat the bottom half of it while fucking the top half, I guess, is what you do with the 69-day pumpkin.
Right.
It's like a 7-year itch. You know, the 69-day pumpkin.
69-day
like
pumpkin. I hate it when I get
You get
that.
A little over 3 months into a relationship, and you just want to fuck a pumpkin. It's not cheating if it's a pumpkin.
No, it's not. And it's not cheating if you're eating it.
That's true. Eaton's not cheating.
I don't
in
get
general.
To say Eaton's not cheating enough in my life. I think it has to be Eaton ain't cheating, though.
Huh. Eaton taint's cheating. Eaton taint ain't cheating. Blister Guy says, have you thought any more on the Bounty Hunter, or has too much shit been shat in your ear? While some people don't like your hour-long debates on contentious subjects, I love them. Yeah, you don't like it when Mr. Skullhead and I have them. Because we're always just yelling at each other about how I should worship Jesus more often. Mm. And he should smoke weed. Hey, medical marijuana passed in my state.
Nice.
The fuck's your state doing? Being all puritanical.
Not if you're a Mexican in your state.
Eh, whatever. We're not going to have any Mexicans left in our state pretty soon.
That's true. They're all going to...
The private prison companies are making sure of that. You know, what gets to me about all of these foo-faras that we end up with lately is that, hold on, there's somebody profiting from this bullshit right. that the government is doing right now. And it's always a big scandal. Like, you know, okay, like anything that even is annoying to you, there is somebody profiting from that. And that's why the government's doing it. That's
it seems
just
like
what we've decided. That's what we've decided our government is going to be like.
It seems like with the TSA stuff, people were... It was less, is there something like that out there, and more, where's the connection to the money? And then they found that, you know. Oddly enough, it's the people who make the backscatter machines who are pushing right. the backscatter machines pretty hard.
I mean, I could understand airports upgrading to a more effective version of a metal detector, right? Like,
right.
It, you know, Total Recall presaged this, right? And it's like, you know... I feel like the whole it's bad for you is just kind of a convenient excuse for the people who are pissed off about it for some other reason. Hmm. Because it's like...
And some of those reports looked pretty scary, though.
Yeah, but it's easy to... Like, flying is bad for you. Flying exposes you to a tremendous amount of radiation, right?
pilots are complaining about the backscatter machines, and they're just like, I think it's kind of horseshit that pilots have to go through security at all.
Right.
Right? Like, and I feel like they I don't know, they've said for a long time that they were going to institute some kind of system where you had some sort of ID that was like, this guy is pre-checked out, he's a fucking pilot, right. It's pretty important that he be at his plane on time, let him through security. And I feel like when I was dating the stewardess, that was post September 11th, and if I went to the airport with her, I got to skip security.
Huh.
So I don't know if it's just gotten slowly worse since then in terms of it being restrictive, like if she wouldn't be able to get away with that anymore, but...
What will make you weep is to read that article about how Israel does security at their airports. Because their whole goal is to get you from your car to the gate in 25 minutes or less.
And they or your flight is free.
Exactly.
Or your cavity search is free.
Right. And they do it by, like, there's a guy out front who stops and asks you a couple of questions, engages your response to see how nervous you are. And then when you get closer, there's somebody else who looks you in the eye and asks you some questions. People who have been trained to do it. And then, you know, they scan everybody's luggage. If something's suspect, they put it in... the checking room is this place that's bomb-proof. Like, you can have there 100 kilos, which is what, like, 87,000 pounds?
You're allowed to have 100 kilos of dynamite, but no more than that.
Could explode in there without it getting out of there. So they go to a bomb-proof room so that if there's a bomb in there, they only have to evacuate that fucking room, right? And it's just... So they do 5 layers of security, several of which involve machines, most of which involve checking out people and not just looking for weapons that you will never, ever, ever find.
Yeah.
You know? And in 25 minutes. I don't know, like, they were talking about the guy who's in charge of security for airports in Israel was asking his Canadian counterpart, what would you do if you saw something in a bag that looked like a bomb? And he said, evacuate the terminal. And the Israeli guy just kind of facepalmed. So then with the number of people in that terminal, it would take 2 days to evacuate them all. So instead of doing that, we built a little room that's bomb-proof, and there are only like a dozen people in there at any time. So you move them outside of that room, like 50 yards away, and they're fine, and you don't have to go on the intercom and go, everybody, we're on lockdown because there's a bomb in the airport, you know?
Right.
I don't know, and it seems to be working pretty well for them, and they don't... You know, they don't do pat-downs, they don't do backscatter, they...
Yeah. You know, like, the backscatter thing doesn't bother me any more than any of the other bullshit bothers me. It's, like, but what I don't understand is, like, it's weird because it's a government organization, I guess, right? It's weird that the government is doing this. If the airlines themselves were doing it, you just wouldn't be able to complain at all, right? You just...
Right. Not
give them your money because it's fucking private enterprise, right? It's so important that it probably shouldn't be private enterprise. Like airlines should probably be a government organization in the same way that like Amtrak was when it was a thing that made sense.
Well, just that something that has that much damage potential needs to have oversight beyond just what's the cheapest way we can do this. If somebody hijacks a plane, it turns into a big bomb. You know, we saw that happen on 9/11, so I don't want people going, well, you know, this is the cheapest way to stop.
Yeah, but anybody...
50% of... But the thing is anybody, profit-driven now.
Anybody with half a brain knows that that is never, ever going to happen again.
Yeah.
You can't get into the cockpit anymore, and passengers aren't told... You know what? If somebody hijacks the plane, just sit there and let them do whatever the fuck they want. Like, there's just no way. There's no way that one guy is ever going to hijack a plane again in the U.S. And that's without them having had to have changed anything.
Like, just reinforcing the cockpit door.
This is bullshit hassle.
Pretty much.
This is bullshit hassle, and this is just slightly more bullshit. It kind of makes me happy. The worse it gets, the happier I am, because the closer it is to people just getting fed up and saying, look, like... This is the big deal in the next campaign. We are not going to vote for you unless you say, you know what, let's shut down all the security bullshit at the airport and go back to a reasonable and sane way of doing it. Right?
This, it looks like this shit is close, because people care a lot more about this than you or I do. Judging from, you know...
I mean, I love showing strangers my dick.
Right. I know that the sphere that we're in is a kind of small and rarefied one, but just judging by, you know, sources as broad as Boing Boing, the people on my Facebook, and the Huffington Post, people are real pissed about this. It pisses me off, though, that, like, why should I have to submit to sexual assault by a TSA agent? Like,
yeah,
no.
Shut up, you. Man. Like this.
They're not, you know, even they're saying, like, you know, you have to go through the grope scan or the fondle scan. Like, those words are reserved for when somebody's doing something for sexual gratification, and that's not what that's for.
I mean, there's probably one guy that's doing it for sexual gratification. Sure. There's one guy who right now wants to become a TSA agent so that he can touch some cooters.
Balls.
No, cooters.
Well, somebody should tell him that they split them up by gender.
Oh, he's going to get a sex change so that he can touch some cooters.
Oh, right, right, right. I just figured a whole bunch of lesbians and gays denied service in the military are going to go to the TSA. So that guy groping your balls is totally groping your balls.
God, and the other fucking thing is that the other thing that's going around making me angry at everyone who I hear anything from is that simulator that whoever wrote on how to balance the budget. And everybody's like, what the fuck? It's so obvious. Just cut all military spending and tax the income on the richest, you know, 5%, like by 90% of what they make. And it's like, okay, well, you know, what are you going to do when... What are you going to do when all of those people have to fire 75% of the people that they employ and the streets are filled with homeless, angry soldiers?
Right.
Like, you know, unemployed. Sorry.
But there is a whole lot of fat in the defense budget, though, and that's never going to get cut. That nobody... Because nobody...
There
you know, Republicans
well,
won't
you know,
cut it.
It's not going to get cut until somebody who's responsible just publishes all of the government's documents indiscriminately. That's clearly the right thing to do, is to just make it so everyone can see everything. You know what? The IRS are a bunch of assholes, too. We don't know what they're up to. I think that the next thing that WikiLeaks should do is publish all of everyone's tax histories.
True.
There are arrest records, too. Information wants to be free, Mr. Skullhead. Then what are the police doing with this? What are the police doing with the information that they have?
Well, yeah, you can't trust the police. You think they're there to fight crime? Wake up. Sheep.
Yeah. We should publish the contents of those databases, Mr. Scott.
Individual sheep.
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah. That's the Quaker Oats of democracy. Yep. It's the right thing to do.
Cures diabetes. Mm-hmm. It will cure diabetes if we release all of our arrest records.
Why does the government want us to have diabetes?
Well, I don't know. They don't want to pay for our Medicaid.
Yeah, that's true.
Medicare's.
Although,
which is the one for poor people and which is the one for old people?
Medicaid is for poor people.
Which is the one for fat people?
Twinkies.
Medi-Clard.
Medi-Clard, yes. Fool, you face Medi-Clard. I think Medi-Clard is a transformer that turns into a donut machine.
The one is Cognac-O-Tard.
Cognac-O-Tard.
That we ate at a restaurant where there was a poster for Cognac-O-Tard.
Yep.
Hey, drink this. It'll make you smart.
Although, when I look at stuff from countries that are a little less profit-driven and a little less outrage-driven than our country is, it does make me weep a little bit. Like,
yeah, but that's because you're a bleeding heart, crying-ass pussy.
There is no logical reason that we couldn't come up with a healthcare system that's like the UK's, but better and more efficient.
Sure.
Except that there's too much money in it, and the reason that, you know, because there's too much money in it, the people who have money invested in it stir up all this bullshit every time you try to change it, and it's just, it's frustrating. This is why we can't have nice things.
I mean, I feel like in general there is a tremendous amount of inertia, and unless you are in a country with a culture of sacrifice, it's going to be really hard to make anything like that happen. I mean, like, I feel like, you know, not to generalize, but, like, Asian cultures, it's a lot easier to introduce sweeping social changes because if somebody's like, well, you know what, I lose my job, but it's for the good of my people, okay, you know, you're just more likely to, you're more likely to accept that kind of thing in a, like, a less individualistic culture. And, you know, it's, it just gets played into, and it's also like, you know, I've always said my main problem with democracy is, like, democracy is a really good way to put the best liars in charge of things.
Well, you know, that, like, when the healthcare bill was being debated, if you went and told people what was actually in the bill before it got kind of convoluted and watered down, everybody was for it. But then if you asked them if they were in favor of the healthcare bill, they said no, because the healthcare bill is that thing that's going to have my grandma be in front of a death panel and make it so the government takes over my Medicaid and Medicare. And, you know, so the Republican Party was able to say that people are opposed to this bill, like, because we told them that it was a steaming turd pile and lied to them about it, they're now against it. And the Democrats went, oh, they're against it? Well, then, you know, the people have spoken.
They have. It's just that everyone, for whatever reason, thinks it's a good idea to listen to them. And that's clearly bullshit. Everyone is wrong. Everyone is always wrong about everything all the time. I was listening to whatever radio station you listened to when I was driving. I finally...
Mr. Skull had, radio.
Yeah, Mr. Skull had finally let me drive to the coffee shop today. I'd been walking 3 miles a day just to get coffee.
It was crazy.
No, I totally wanted to walk 3 miles a day to get coffee, but today, I, you know, I'll actually drive your car.
Well, actually, you thought that I was talking to you when I said you should just walk to the coffee store, you fat sack of crap, but I was actually just looking in the mirror.
You were talking to your baby.
Yeah. Sorry, can you, so on the Angry Liberal
Ugly
Radio.
Ugly bags of mostly crap. I mean, it's just like, I don't even know what they were talking about. They were just like reading stuff from Fox News or playing quotes from Fox News and then saying, yeah, right, that totally makes sense. It's like,
That's a segment of that 4-hour show. Yeah, they take like half an hour to just play the things that, if you're at all informed and even a little bit liberal, there's just no response. Like, okay.
But that's
crazy.
Why you just don't, you know, think about it. You know, like, if we can't convince people to vaccinate their fucking kids and that it won't give their kids autism, you seriously just can't let those people make decisions. Like, it's broken. Democracy is broken because the people that you're allowing to make the decisions that affect you and that affect the future of mankind, you know, are people who believe that vaccines give you autism. Because Jenny McCarthy said so.
Or they believe that there's a debate about whether there's human-caused climate change because the scientists who say so are...
They're scientists.
Yeah. Well, the scientists who have put forth that idea have been smacked down by people who aren't scientists and who are on the payroll of people who have a financial interest in
but those scientists are on the payroll of people who have a financial interest in the sustained existence of the human race.
Yeah, that's true. I admit that sometimes I have a financial interest in the
existence of the human race. You also can't get people to care about things that happen after they're dead.
That's
right?
True.
Like, and
I'm a little afraid that that's not where we're at with this shit, though.
I
think Kevin Costner's going to be swimming with gills and shit.
Drinking his own piss.
Yeah. I think he's already doing that.
Yeah, I would... Well, no, that's what he's... That was the real purpose of his oil spill cleanup efforts.
Right.
It was cool that he finally got to use those oil spill cleanup things that he designed in an effort to perfect the technology of drinking his own piss. You know, you can just drink it. You can just piss right into your mouth.
Right.
Up to 8 times.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
Does that depend on how many kidneys you have?
I knew a guy...
I only have 3.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's 1 time per kidney.
Okay.
I have a...
So you knew a Klingon guy who had received
a
kidney transplant?
No, I absorbed several twins. No. We've gone over this. I absorbed a surprising number of twins. Mostly I just have their kidneys and only the violent parts of their brains.
Ah, good.
Yeah, I knew a guy who drank a big glass of his own piss for like $40. He was that guy that was in that punk band, and then we made a raft. Didn't seem to mess him up any. He still played a lot of punk music. He successfully helped me build a raft.
Uh-huh.
He held down a job as an intern at an internet service provider.
I am sure that, you know, shrinking some pee wouldn't fuck you up too bad. It's sterile. It's, you know, some proteins that you didn't need.
And like, I think at the end of a long night of
shit
drinking,
will mess you up.
Primarily butter. Oh, eating shit will give you a lot of worms.
Mm.
You'll probably get pink mouth.
Mm.
It makes your mouth pink all mouth. Pink. It's gross. It's not like black and brown like a man's mouth.
Oh, is that so? Now I don't want you to see inside my mouth because you'll know pink. What I've been doing. F of X says, can we expect further revamping until Crembo, or are you switching gears to holiday saison, and are you planning on taking some major vacations come January?
I'm not taking a major vacation in January.
No.
I'm going to San Francisco, and I'm going to work, and then drink, and then sleep, and then work, and then drink, and then sleep.
Mm.
Work, drink, sleep. I'm going to do that like 30 times in a row. I might climb some gyms. They have this crazy rock gym there that's like 3 times as tall as the ones in Phoenix. So you can climb kind of easy routes that are just like fucking 100 feet tall. I don't think they're really 100 feet tall. It's terrifying. It's terrifying. It's terrifying being at the top of a friggin' wall. You're just like, oh, I'm just gonna let go of this wall, hang on this rope that this other guy that I can't even fucking see from here is holding. I guess I'll survive. Hey, but that which does not kill us paralyzes us, right?
Exactly. It makes us stronger in the muscles that we can still move.
Yep. I enjoyed Waterworld. Somebody is saying in radio that they may be the only person in the world who liked Waterworld. Hmm. I enjoyed Waterworld. I liked it. I never did see it again, but I would.
Sure.
I would watch it again. I know that it had some guys on jet skis, led by Dennis Hopper.
That was one of those, like, it didn't have to be 3 hours long, though. It really didn't.
Well,
that was an incredibly simple story, though, you know.
There was that guy that lived on a raft in a gas tank.
Right.
And he was crazy. Imagine how crazy you would be if you were inhaling gas fumes all day, every day. You live on a raft in a gas tank. Because that's the easiest way for them to tell how much gas there is to have a dude down there all the time and ask him.
That's what I did with my car.
Mm-hmm. You put a little imp.
Yeah, a little Japanese guy.
They
work for nothing. South Korean, actually. But
I don't know if I've ever. I don't know if I've ever talked on the radio about this dream that I had when I was younger that I remembered and wrote down and still think of every now and then. I had a dream that I was driving, and I was driving past this car wash, and I saw an ad on the side of the car wash, like a big painted mural. There was an advertisement for this automotive product, which was Penthouse, and the slogan was "It really gets you going." And the painting was of this little frog. And it was a little red frog that you would put in your gas tank, and it would make your car run better and faster.
Huh.
And it was called Penthouse.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I think it was a dream about porn. I had gone to sleep reading frog porn.
Mm-hmm.
Froggy went a-courting with, like, 8 girls at the same time.
He did ride. You know, when I checked out in Waterworld was when the villain is giving his big speech. And he goes, we will find this thing that they call land, which we've never heard of, right? And if there is a tree, we will cut it down.
What's a tree?
It's like, yeah, we get it that you're anti-environmental bad guy, but you don't even know what land is. You don't know what a tree is, but you know that if you find one, God damn it, you're going to cut that thing down.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it got a little squirrely.
Well, see, I think the thing that you're not taking into account is that the people in the audience do know what trees are.
That's true. So it was more metaphorical.
Yeah. Yeah, they've abstracted out a lot of the details in this, right. as in all movies. Yeah.
Like the water's so high that only Mount Everest sticks above it, but you can go down like 30 feet and find cities.
Yeah, cities with National Geographic's in them, mm-hmm. in a treasure chest. Because you know what I keep at my house? Treasure chest full of National Geographic's. Yeah.
You only keep the ones that have the topless African ladies in them, though.
You know, I actually have in my house every, with like 2 or 3 exceptions, every National Geographic that has come out since I've been alive.
Did you and your mom have a subscription?
No, my dad bought one when I was born.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like 35-year recurrent subscription. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, because he thought that was a cool idea.
That is a cool idea.
Yeah, it's a lot of fucking National Geographics.
Right.
And they're just in boxes kind of all over the place. But yeah, you know, thanks, Dad.
I like them. I like reading I like flipping through National Geographic, looking at the pictures, and reading one or two articles out of every two or three issues, because I don't give a shit about the environment. You know, it's like, oh, look at this thing. Look at these pictures of this thing that's not going to be there in 10 years if you don't do something. And I'm like, ah.
This issue is 15 Montel years start? Old.
Yeah, all right. Crap. Yes, I should have gone to see that last year before the fuel additive frogs went extinct. it's not hard to understand why in a forest that is currently being clear cut by a bunch of, you know, bulldozers, that a indigenous species of frog that you can throw in the gas tank of an internal combustion vehicle to make it perform better, like, that wasn't gonna last very long anyway.
Yeah.
Like, we out evolved those frogs. As far as expecting further revamping until Crimbo, I'm working on Crimbo stuff. I was working on some of it today. I'm hoping that Scully and I'll sit down and shoot the shit about it at some point. Man, I have a new respect for your ability to get a goddamn thing done.
Right.
By the way, because, baby, what the fuck, man?
Mm.
Why? It's like a cruel joke. It's like, well, I want to have sex with a lady. But then the result of me having sex with a lady is this thing I gotta fucking take care of all the goddamn time. And I guess you look at it and it's got your face and you're like, hey, that thing is gonna be me after I'm dead. And then you're like, oh, okay, I guess I should keep you alive until it's time for you to start arguing with me and wrecking my car.
Right. The crazy thing is, though, he is a really independent toddler. Like, the degree to which I have to entertain him is a fraction of what it's supposed to be.
What are you basing that on?
Observation of other kids. Mm. And just, you know, like, Jess gets a thing that talks about, here's what your kid should be doing at this age, blah, blah, blah. And it's never like, your kid should be vanishing in his room and playing with his toys by himself and reading books for 45 minutes at a time. That's just not what they do.
I don't think your kid can read.
Yeah, he can totally read. He can read cat and dog and lesbian. L is for lesbians. I mean, what we've seen, though, is if there are two people in the room and neither of them are paying attention to him, then that stops being acceptable.
Oh yeah.
So when both of us are sitting on our computers, he's going, but there are two of you, one of you can hang out with me. And over the course of an average day, I will spend, like, 6 or 8. Or, you know, I'll spend, say, 4 hours out of the 7 that Jess is gone not entertaining him.
That's a lot of hours, though.
So it's pretty decent. But I miss being able to come down to my office and work.
Right.
Which I can only do when Jess is home.
As soon as your kid is old enough to start masturbating, then he's not going to want to hang out with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope not. Yeah. I really hope that you don't foster those habits, because those kids are creepy.
Yeah.
The kids who are like, oh yeah, masturbating, that's that thing I do with my dad. You're like, oh.
What kids?
Those kids you meet, you know?
Oh, those kids.
Yeah. When you're having the conversation about it with all of your friends, and you start talking about each other's habits, and then the one guy's like, oh yeah, that's that thing I do with my dad.
And you're like, Jesus Christ, kid, you're 20 years old.
I know. It's weird.
Why am I calling you kid?
I'm telling you, don't raise a kid like that, buddy.
Yeah, I'll do my best. The homeschooling may be tricky.
Yeah, I can't believe... Are you seriously talking about homeschooling your fucking kid?
No, what I'm saying is if he goes to junior high for like a week, and he's like, this is bullshit, Dad. I don't want to do this anymore. I will say, fine.
I mean, what if he gets a job, and then he comes home, and he's like, ah, this is bullshit, Dad. Working's the pits. I don't want the man telling me what to do. You'd be like, oh, okay, you can just live with us until you retire.
No, what I'll say is, did you make any friends in high school who are about to come up with something that'll keep you employed for the next 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is no, then he still has to work.
But how could he... Okay, this is when he has a job. Yeah, you're not going to make the kids start... See, okay, here's what I suggest. Public school during the day, salt mines during the evening, and then maybe let him sleep on a bed of nails.
Hmm.
And then he'll go to junior high, and it will be like blessed relief from the horrors of his childhood.
Yeah, that's true.
No matter how bad it is, it won't seem as bad to him as junior high did to you.
Right.
So it won't seem so useless.
it's weird to me. I feel like we were discussing this the other night. We both had terrible experiences in school, right? As far as, like, just, you know, people being assholes to us for no reason that we were aware of. Mostly is because we were social retards. But, like, whereas I feel like I learned stuff from it and, like, that it was important that I endure that for whatever reason, you are like, yeah, fuck that. No one should ever do that. No one should have to do that.
Yeah, because that's not where I learned how to socialize and not be a nerd.
Where did you learn that?
In high school. Because in high school...
Where was I? I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, because...
You learned to socialize, but you learned to socialize with the drama fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I found my niche.
That doesn't count.
My niche.
You said niche.
Okay, so
You're pronouncing things in French.
Niche. Niche. When I was
You found your Nichelle Nichols?
Yep. I would say my graduate college experience was when I learned to not be a nerd and relate to people in a kind of laid-back and easy way. Like, the ability to make friends without you or Charlie Butterman around to kind of gate the experience. But junior high accomplished nothing for me. It was just bullshit all the way through.
But you read some books. You learned some things from some teachers.
Right, and so will he. Read some books and learn some things from teachers.
What I'm worried about is that you're going to homeschool your kid for junior high, and the only textbook you're going to have is that fucking Alan Moore and that woman he was fucking Lost Girls, and that's going to be his textbook. And you're going to be like, Ollie, this is what the world is like. It's poorly drawn fairy tale women going down on each other. Right. And that's all you need to know, son.
And their husbands going ass to mouth with each other.
Yeah. Let's get high, buddy.
It's going to be that.
It's a tough world out there.
And Sandman and the Bible.
Oh, okay. You're allowed three books. One of them has to be the Bible. Another one has to be Lost Girls. Another one has to be the Sandman.
Right. His whole curriculum will be he has to read the collected Calvin and Hobbes, Bloom County, Sandman, and the Bible.
Okay.
I figure he'll be fine.
All right. Another thing. Outrage at this prison whose policy is that you're allowed three books and one of them has to be a Bible. Would you be outraged if you were allowed two books in prison? Because I wouldn't. And, you know, I gotta say, I wouldn't shed too many tears if you were allowed zero books in jail, except for the ones that they, you know, they had in there. Like I get why that would make somebody mad. You're allowed three books in here and one of them has to be the Bible. But
no, it's true. If that had been, like, we're going to have a Bible in every cell, and then you can bring two books from home, I think that would have been less. Whatever, man. Exactly.
Anyway, don't homeschool your kid. You're going to end up raising a weirdo, despite all the progress you've made.
No matter what I do. I'm gonna end up raising a weirdo.
No, come on. You could easily work things so that he just becomes like kind of a bro.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I've got the influence of Adam Dunn, who's gonna be hanging out with Ollie on a regular basis, and will teach him shit like sports and
how to swear.
Yeah, and anal sex.
Huh.
He's kind of a Spartan, is Adam Dunn.
I see. So he's gonna take. He's going to take your son with him into battle. Your son will learn how to carry a shield and to take it in the tiny young boy bum.
Exactly.
Okay. Did the Spartans do that? Is that why you're always trying to refer to Speed Ascenders as Spartans?
Yes.
Because if you're the kind of guy who likes optimizing play in KOL, you probably also like doing little children in the bum. Mm.
Like, it amused me that people were all pissed off about the line in 300 where he calls the Greeks boy lovers, the Athenians boy lovers. So like, God, there's homophobic guys being held up as the masters of military. Like, you guys, the whole deal with the Spartans is that they fucked little boys, but they didn't love them. So he's not like, you guys are totally gay because you have sex with little boys. He's like, you need to have a little less love in your fucking. You're too gentle when you sodomize your children.
Right, you're making them into pussies.
Yeah, so it's not a gay thing. It's the quality of the sodomizing was what he was calling into question.
anyway, on whether or not we're revamping anymore stuff, I don't know. You know, it's time for Cobb's Knob. Cobb's Knob is contentious because the changes that I want to make to it are changes that are going to make people yell at me instead of sucking my dick. Mm. So,
it's hard to do both of those things at the same time.
Yeah. It's fun to try. Yeah. You know, there's that kind of vibration. Only if the dude has a particularly deep voice.
Right. So come on, more bass.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones, yell louder while you're sucking.
I want more gravitas in this blowjob. More resonance.
I want to make a restaurant that only serves gravy and call it Gravitas. That would be kind of awesome. There's a... So you know the Midwestern term for casserole is hot dish, right?
I didn't know that. I was going to ask you. It is. I was going to ask you because I knew that was a thing. Does it have lutefisk in it?
No, hot dish is the name for the genre.
Juicy gefilte fish.
Right. Nordic people eat lutefisk.
Lutherans. Lutherans eat lutefisk. Okay. I can never remember. Which one is Garrison Keillor?
He is a Jew.
Okay. And Garrison Keillorberg?
He's a Lutheran Jew.
Okay. A Jew
for Luther. He's a Jews for Luther. Actually, those are guys who just believe that Lex Luthor is the Messiah.
Right.
Or Luther Vandross. Not sure which.
Yeah. Magical Muffin Top says, pumpkin beer, delicious or gross? I've had a few, and the only one I liked so far was the Dogfish Head when all the others were pretty gross. I would like to be able to make a pumpkin latte and just see more coffee in general in the game. I know I always ask about food. I have asked for muffins several times in game, but these are things that help me enjoy the game.
You can eat however many muffins you like while you play. We don't care.
Yeah.
Like, you can have all the muffins in IRL that you want.
But muffins make you fat.
Yeah. They will give you a muffin top. If you just eat the muffin top, will it give you a muffin top?
I think so.
Or do you have to eat the entire muffin?
Well, it depends on how many you eat.
That's true.
Man, I ate a lot of cupcakes yesterday.
Mm.
Your wife made a bunch of cupcakes. You were all yelling at me because I was eating them without frosting, which apparently in your
eyes... I don't remember yelling at you.
...is some sort of abomination. Yeah. No, you were yelling at me. You were like, get the fuck out of my house, asshole.
That had nothing to do with the cupcake.
All right, that was because
I was
standing on your child while I was eating the cupcakes.
Hey, look. See, because I will take the cupcake and frost it. Like, these cupcakes didn't have frosting on them because she took them to school for her students and was like, you know, I'll make 70 cupcakes, but I'll be goddamned if I'm going to frost them. So she brought the frosting and they applied it. So I will take the cupcake and put frosting on it and then take a bite and then put frosting on the part that I've just bitten out, you know, a little crescent there. And when I'm finished with the cupcake, you know what, I'm going to dip that spoon in the frosting and I'm just going to have some frosting.
Like, so what's the point of the cupcake? I guess, is my question. Like, it's...
Fiber?
It's like an excuse for eating the frosting. Just own it. Just eat the frosting.
Well... Right?
Give me the cupcake, because I like a cupcake every once in a while.
Well...
But frosting is like, oh, you know what, I like a cupcake, and then also some, you know, Coke syrup and powdered sugar. Like, just like mixed up in a shot glass. No, sure. I don't want that.
Well... What I want is that the sweetness of the frosting, sure, but it's got to be mitigated a little bit by some bread, you know, some sweet bread.
To answer your question, Magical Muffin Top, every once in a while there's a pumpkin beer that I find acceptable.
Yeah, I feel like I've had a good pumpkin beer.
I've had a lot of ones that were just really fruity. Like, it depends on whether they're going for, like, oh, this is a company that makes good beer, and we're going to do a seasonal pumpkin variety, or if it's like, you know, I feel like there are companies like, say, Line and Kugel that just make beer for girls, where it's like, all right, this is beer with some cherry syrup poured in it.
Hmm.
You know, it's like a beer plus cherry flavor, as opposed to, like, we made some beer with cherries in it. You know, where it's like not as far as a lambic or whatever, but like some of the like, I don't know.
I'm sitting here drinking a Line and Kugel as we speak.
But it's not one of the fruity varieties. It's not... That's true. The Line and Kugel Sunset Wheat, it's like, oh, a wheat beer, I'll try one of those. But, like, nah, it's like a wheat beer plus some, like, maple syrup poured in it or something. Like, it's sweeter than a beer ever is on its own, right? Like, that's just a nut brown.
Yeah, it is.
You know, which is sweet and definitely, like, on the girl spectrum.
I don't find the sweet at all. I'm not sure what you're...
Huh. You don't find, like, a Newcastle sweet?
I wouldn't think a Newcastle is sweet.
Huh.
The sweetest to me, oddly enough, the hoppiest beers are what register as sweet for me.
That's, I mean, I know that there are people
Arrogant Bastard just tastes sweet.
Huh. Well, Arrogant Bastard is sweet, but I don't consider that really hoppy.
Like, there's...
It's more of like a... It's like a portery kind
of... Say there's Celebration beer.
Yeah.
That was just, you know, just...
Yeah, no,
just
crazy. That's a... Yeah, it's
hoppy out the ass. Like, that tastes sweet to me. That reads
as floral to me, but I would not characterize it as sweet. It's way more like, just sort of bitter and crisp than it is sweet. But yeah, no, I can definitely... Like, I know people who say, the beer you like is really sweet. But I guess what I think of as sweet is the actual, like, caramelized, the actual sugar that is in really malty beers as opposed to really hoppy beers. yeah, Sako's also asking if we're ever going to see a Disco Bandit Traveling Trader skill. It's been a few months. Yeah, I have a feeling that tomorrow is going to be the point in the week at which Hot Stuff starts bothering me about the Traveling Trader again, so... We'll try to get one of the... We have a bunch of shit ready to go. We just don't know when to do it. C-Book says, your thoughts on King Stupid's ability to jinx your radio shows? Apparently he's failing at jinxing them today. And how awesome will this year's Crimbo be for someone whose only Crimbo experience has been December 30th and December 31st of 2009? Well, C-Book, if you're like the rest of the players, it is going to be horribly disappointing compared to last year's Crimbo.
Right, and anticlimactic. The end is going to be anticlimactic, by design.
Yeah. Betrayer says, do you have plans for a shore replacement after you burn it to the ground? I'm going to burn it down and replace it with something identical. That's my plan. Boy, I got a lot of email while... That's weird. I got a statement from a company that I don't even have an account with. PRJ says, what are the odds that we'll see a search function for clan forums? Yeah, I don't know, man.
That would mean that we would have to admit that the clan forums are forums. And at the point is they're this point they're not.
Yeah, they are. It's weird, a lot of people use them a lot of the time now. Like people who weren't around when they were complaining about how terrible they were when we implemented them, you know, compared to the old like message board or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like people who are in new clans just use them. Like, there are a lot of clans with really active forums, and should probably start taking feature requests seriously from those. A search? I don't know about that. I don't think you should have enough traffic in there that you need a search. Glebes282 says, in-game do not open until Crimbo package? Yeah, we should really fucking do that. We keep saying we're gonna do it. Just a thing, just another gift package. It is a giant pain in the ass to add gift packages to the game. I hate it. I hate it, and I get angry every time I say that I'll do it.
Delegate,
man. Yeah, okay. You're right. I could have C.D. Moyer do it at this
point. Yeah, pay a guy.
Okay. hey, this skullhead clown is saying that the great brain behind ASIM is totally in my house right now, you guys. Who's that clown?
Yeah, he left.
Looks like a clown.
Andy Byrne says, are you guys going out in Minneapolis-St. Paul while you're here at all? We did the big night out was Saturday night. Friday night?
Yeah, Saturday night.
Saturday we played Arkham Asylum, Arkham Horror all day. But we went to...
Saturday night we played Arkham Horror all day.
We did. It was a hard day's night. We had... Saturday we went to the Sample Room and Psycho Susie's and the...
Gasthof
Beer Cellar and the Hexagon. At which I gave you the beer that you shouldn't have drank.
Yeah.
Finally got a grain belt in Jake. I only had to get him like 8 beers deep before he would drink it.
I don't think I remember the last bar. Minty Giant says you should hire doctors, or TSA should hire doctors, then you can get your prostate exam whenever you fly.
That's hilarious.
Sorry. Sorry, Minty Giant. That wasn't funny. Normally the things you say are funny, buddy. Soren Trigg says, naughty sorceress drops, perhaps with mind control device. Mind control device is probably going to change soon in the way that it works, in the way that it interacts with bosses. And I think it is likely that there will be naughty sorceress drops, but not in the way that you think. That is my thinking at this point.
There'll be, like, eardrops.
Mm-hmm. The Fring thing says, could you guys avoid talking about politics or philosophy of science? It's painful listening to you being wrong.
Ho ho.
Yeah.
It's painful to know that you're listening to us and being wrong.
You know what helps is the soothing balm associated with kissing my ass. That is a soothing balm.
I was wondering why you put the soothing balm on your ass.
Yeah, it's so that when people are hurt by me being wrong, they can kiss my ass. And it will soothe their pain, as long as their pain is in their lips or tongue.
People really kiss your ass with tongue? Don't answer that.
Yeah. No. Don't answer that. All right, let's see what else came into this radio's how thread.
Fugitive 247 said Kingdom of Loathing has been nominated for Best Online Game at the Mashable Awards.
What are the Mashable Awards? Is that the awards run by DJ Girl Talk?
Sure.
This seems like a thing where anyone can nominate 100 things.
Yeah.
And so we're on a list of 100,000 things. Because 1,000 people nominated.
And one of them that I saw was Rental Network nominated Rental Network for Best something.
Rental Network. Rental Living nominated Rental Living for Best Mobile User Experience.
And I looked down that list and didn't see Kingdom of Loathing anywhere.
It says 100K plus. That means there are 100,000 plus nominees for 100,000 plus categories.
I think 100,000 people have retweeted it, and 6,000 people like it on Facebook.
Oh.
You know what y'all bitches should be liking on Facebook? Is facebook.com/kingdomofloathing.
We will teach you all sorts of things about how to find good deals on Delta Airline flights.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that bullshit spam bullshit about? Lespector says, when life hurls lemons at you with a trebuchet, make trebuchet.
I like to rest underneath the trebuchet and the trebuchet.
Let's see. Isolate says, on the Israeli security article, I remember reading that. The problem is, it doesn't work anywhere near as well as they claim. I have a number of friends who have to fly to and from Israel on a semi-regular basis. Unless you were actually Jewish, flying LL was a nightmare. Regular two-hour-plus waits to get through security, strip searches down to their underwear, and laptops torn down to component pieces. One friend who was flying in for a scientific conference had her laptop hard drive, and only the hard drive confiscated, and returned literally in pieces. Yeah. Some of the ideas, like the safe room for suspicious packages, are good, but a lot of it just doesn't work anywhere near as well as they claim. Yeah, that's what you get for getting all your news from the Bureau of Propaganda.
Yeah. No, I'm willing to buy that, sure. But then there's the whole, like, can't we take the things that work in that system and replace the things that don't work in our system, like our entire system?
Artest 1 suggests a meat dress. Listen, man, we were making clothes out of meat when Lady Gaga was just a gleam in some gay dude's eye. Yep. We're not going to start following her lead. She's following our lead, dude. Oh, man. You know who did used to play Kingdom of Loathing was the guy from Paul and Storm whose guitar just got stolen. In the most ironic guitar case sticker ever. Had the I Stole Your Accordion sticker on his guitar case. Yay!
I hope that somebody returns the case with an I Stole Your Guitar sticker on it.
Where would you get one of those?
I could have one printed. I think I'm going to say, though, that, you know, I'm going to make the announcement that we like Paul and Storm, and we're glad that they're playing, and I'm going to extend this offer to them that should he not have his guitar returned, we will replace that sticker.
Okay.
Free of charge.
Yeah. I will give him one of those stickers for free. Yep. Yeah. So at least part of it you'll get back.
Yeah.
I will also, I can give you the number for 911 if you need it.
Mm-hmm. 911 is a joke in this town.
Have you ever called 911?
Yeah, a couple of times when we've heard gunshots. You're supposed to call 911 and say, I just heard a gunshot. And they go, cool, what direction was it? And I'm kind of northwest of my address. And I'm like, okay, we'll go over there and see if people are shooting guns. It's fun. Like, since fireworks are legal here, the entire month of June and July both are Independence Day, pretty much.
They're really good times to rape someone because the calls to 911 just don't get through.
Well, you get to sit and play firework or gunshot. It's a fun game that the whole family can play.
So, like, you find somebody who works with fire and shoot them.
Exactly.
And that is a fun game.
No, you just go, huh, did that kill me or did it entertain me very briefly?
Couldn't it be both?
You just have to ask that question.
What if somebody shot you with a really cool gun?
Like, whoa, that thing's... Ow.
Yeah, so it both killed you and entertained you briefly.
What if somebody just shoots you with a firework?
Oh.
The flare gun. Just covers you in, like, little buttons so that you can go and work at TGI Fridays.
RDFM wrote into Radio Bugbear. Oh man, I saw somebody in an Iron Maiden shirt a little while ago, and I realized that all this time I've been thinking the band was called I, Ron Maiden, like L. Ron Hubbard or I.R. Obot. If you're an android traveling incognito, I.R. Obot is the worst possible alias you can use. Yeah, like the guy is fucking ripping us off using Ira Lee Gill as a pseudonym. That was funny. My favorite one of those is I, Ron Ingborg.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
If I ever have a son, I'm going to name him Iron Ingborg. I guess I have to change my last name to Ingborg. Be one of those weirdos.
Well, then you'll be Zachary Ewing Ingborg.
Yeah, the inging is going to be hard to say.
Mm-hmm. So you can, and then when I hear it, I'm going to be like, I can't hear you. I have this terrible inging in my ears.
Yeah.
Punch me.
So we apparently get to drink some Yingling. There's some people going to bring some Yingling to Columbus. Mm-hmm. Because there's some people coming from the Phillies.
Are they buying it from the Ringling Brothers?
I don't know. Yingling Brothers, Barnum and Bayleaf Trading Company.
Barley and Hops Circus.
Yeah,
I'm sure that I drank one of those. Just because it was a beer that was in the white guy case at my liquor store. And didn't find anything really remarkable about it. But I'll drink another four or five and see what happens.
Yeah, I will drink 20 Yinglings, and then I will suddenly decide that it is a good idea to buy everyone at Columbus some White Castle.
I was pleased to note, like, somebody talking about last year, like, and Jake, remember when Jake bought all that White Castle? I'm like, no, that was the first Columbus. And I can still taste it.
Yeah, you know.
Fuck White Castle.
Man, what the it's always good when you're eating it.
It's not. I'm eating this going, Jesus, I wish I was eating something else.
No way. It's good when you're eating it. Preferably
something that tastes good.
It's good when you're eating it. I maintain that White Castle, like Cheetos, good when you're eating it. Not so good when you're pooping the next day and you're like, this is just exactly what I put in my mouth in smell, consistency, and taste.
Which is gross. What did I tell you about eating your own poop?
You said that you didn't want me to, but...
No, I do. I said if you're going to eat anybody's poop, it should be somebody else's.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about how your baby's poop was orange and smells like bread.
Right, and you said, yeah, so what is it like when the poop is orange and tastes like bread? I don't know.
No.
Let's go take a music break so that I can take a pee break.
I'm going to go get a beer.
Get another beer break. Yeah. And we'll be back in...
There's a vigorous debate going on in Dev about the purpose of chat channels.
Right. And there's a debate going on in Slash Radio about the purpose of hygiene.
Oh, yeah?
So, maybe we should just talk about the hygiene rules for various chat channels.
Yeah, I think that everyone in normal should shower once a week, because that's normal.
Right. I think that everybody in harem should shave everything, because I'm a pervert.
Right, well, because harem is full of ladies, and you don't want a lady with a big old snatch thatch.
I think you might have just invented that, and I think it's gonna get heavy usage.
Yeah.
Snatch thatch, baby, snatch thatch.
So, it used to be that trade was for trading, and everybody was all, make people stop having these bullshit non-trade conversations in trade. Meh, it's making my vagina itch from all the sand people are talking about. They're not trying to sell sand, because this was from back in the day when you couldn't sell sand in KOL, because there was no sand. And so I was like, okay, well, let's just say there's no talking in trade, but we don't want to fragment that community, so let's give that community of people, that particular community of people, which is like, you know, maybe 30 people from 5 years ago, let's just give them a channel to go hang out in, and they can, if they have both of those channels on listen, it will be exactly the same for them as it is now. Only if they want to have a conversation about who's going to win the next football games, they'll do it in food court and not trade. And now I'm being told in dev that that's a failed experiment and that there needs to be a place where you can both trade and chatter.
Hmm.
My argument is that every chat channel is a failed experiment. There occasionally is a vigorous debate about what channel we should dump new players into because newbie is clearly not it. And my argument there is, well, newbie is what happens when you dump new players into a channel, right? So there is nothing that would stop that from happening again if we made a new channel that new players got dumped into. Like, nothing. There was an idea that there be a new channel that you're only allowed to talk in if your account is less than 30 days old, which I think is a bad idea for a number of reasons.
And if all you have in there are those people, then there's no productive guidance going on.
Yeah.
Like, there, it's not the place you can go to ask a question.
You know, it, like, everybody wants a help channel, right?
Right.
Everybody says, you know, newbie is what we think of as the place where new players can go to get... It does make me sad when I see, and I haven't seen this in a while, but every once in a while I will see a community discover KOL, and a couple of people in whatever forum thread or whatever will say, oh god, just don't go into the chat, it's fucking horrible. It's just like every other online chat, and it's horrible. And I don't think that our chat is that bad. Sometimes newbie gets a little trollful, I think.
Right.
But that's going to happen wherever we let people go. I think, you know, what some people want is like a staff of question answerers. New players can post into this channel, and then the question answerers can, like, you know, it's like the way we handle bug reports now, where the questions get formally placed into some sort of queue that then people can look at and then give individual help to people based on whatever. I don't know, man. I don't know anything about anything is what I don't know.
I like the idea of having that, not but not in the chat. Having it be like a, I don't know, a well that you can go to and shout a question down it and then get an answer, say, K-mail to you.
Some of us have tried taking a new account into newbie and asking questions, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people in dev have done it. Some of the staff have done it recently. I have not gone in there incognito to ask questions in a while. But the overwhelming impression that I get from talking to people who have done this recently is like, yeah, you know, you get some people PMing you and they answer your questions, and then you get a lot of people giving you free shit,
mm-hmm.
which is, I kind of wish it's like, hey, how do I get past the Guano Junction stink? And then somebody is like, oh, let me cast 10,000 turns of Elemental Sauce Sphere on you. Like,
right.
I kind of wish there was a little less of that going on, but...
I had a good experience when I went in there. I was just asking random questions. I got answers that were even, like, vague and hinty instead of spoilery. Like...
That's good.
It's like, hey guys, how do I get past this? And like, well, you should look for something that does this. Maybe check a zone you've already visited. And that made me happy.
Wait, did Bet just link to a particular Sally Forth comic? I thought that maybe it was an article about how Sally Forth was going away. That's not even funny. What? I don't know why I'm surprised. Why? Ugh.
Which one is Sally Forth?
Sally Forth is the dude, I think.
No, I mean, which comic is Sally Forth?
That's one of the ones that's not funny. It's like For Better or For Worse. It's the For Better or For Worse where they don't get older in real time.
Right.
Wait, is For Better or For Worse the Family Circus where they don't get older in real time? Turns out one of them is gay.
Man, they've been... She's been telling this one story for years now, which would be impressive if anybody was paying attention.
What about Funky Winkerbean? Didn't Funky Winkerbean get all serious for a while? Or isn't it actually serious, even though it's called Funky Winkerbean?
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Funky Winkerbean, man. I don't think I've read a newspaper comics, like, page in months.
Sometimes this particular strip is funny. I was looking to see if it was the one I was thinking of. Looks like somebody else is drawing it these days, though. Yeah, the only way to read comics is to read the comics curmudgeon.
Oh, yeah?
Where he just takes, like, this week's Mark Trail and talks about how weird it is and points out that... Like, it's somebody who actually has followed the entire continuity of Funky Winkerbean and talks about how bizarre it is. And, like, in case you've forgotten, that girl who looks like half of her face is missing... It's kind of making fun of the art and...
Oh, I see. Not like there was a plot line in Funky Winkerbean where someone fell into a vat of boiling oil and half of her fucking face got burned off. And she still plays the French horn.
She still plays the French horn.
There was a girl in band with me who had gotten pretty seriously burned on, like, one of her arms and played the baritone saxophone. Hmm. Wasn't the French horn. Yeah, it was a good story. And there was this other girl who played the tenor saxophone who got mad at me one day and decided to just, like, pinch the back of my hand with her, like, long girl fingernails. Yeah. And I still have a fucking scar on the back of my hand from this bitch just pinching me for no reason.
When were you in band?
I was in band from fourth grade until freshman year of high school. Until I moved to the town where we met, and I wasn't allowed to be in band because my fucking guidance counselor was retarded.
And you're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked being in a band.
That band teacher, I owe a lot to that band teacher because I had played the trumpet from fourth grade until high school.
And he pointed out that you couldn't play the trumpet.
No, he was such a dick that I quit band and started choir, and that made my high school experience kind of awesome.
Oh, right, because you met all the other fags.
Yep, yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah, and you started licking a bunch of dudes' balls.
Okay, the guy who was in Model UN has to shut the fuck up about...
Dude, I wasn't in Model UN.
You were on the debate team.
Yeah, sorry. I was good at debating, too. Yeah, there were girls on those trips. There were girls on those trips.
Do you know how many girls there were on the choir trips?
Yeah, they're all lesbians.
I know.
Any girls in choir were lesbians, and they're not the kind of lesbians that just are gonna like make out in front of
they
you
totally
or
were.
Let you fuck two of them at once. They're the kind of lesbians that are like
you weren't there.
They got no tits and they wear flannel and their hair's all short and they've got like 50 piercings.
No, that was the choir teacher.
Yeah. Isn't the choir teacher the one that accidentally left her keys out so that some people could break into the school and vandalize it and then got in trouble?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. I don't remember. let's see.
Rotting Flesh says, when you redid the bat hole art, you elongated the entryway and made the bat hole look like an upside-down cross. Intentional?
Yeah, I did that on purpose because I love Satan. Because
fuck Jesus.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, I mean, the upside-down cross is... It is because I love Jesus. Because he was actually crucified upside down. That's the way the Romans did it.
No, it's because Peter was crucified upside down because he doesn't want to be... He didn't want to steal Jesus' thunder.
What?
Yeah, when they went to crucify St. Peter.
No, none of those things are true.
They crucified him upside down. He requested that they crucify him upside down because he didn't think he was good enough to die the same way Jesus died.
Huh.
It was weird, like, I learned about all that in Sunday school, and then there was an episode of The X-Files we watched recently where there was a guy who, his, like, sign was the upside down cross, and it looked like he was the bad guy, and it turned out that he was the good guy, and... That was his symbol of devotion to Jesus, and the people he was killing were actually demons in human form.
Huh. So it was the same with that ventriloquist dummy. It turns out the ventriloquist dummy was a good guy, and he was killing demons.
Right.
In human form. But he was a fucking ventriloquist dummy, so he was still evil. You know, it doesn't look like an upside-down cross. I guess maybe the floor part, you could kind of see that looking...
It looks like a guy. A guy with a big head.
A guy with big head and, like, boxing gloves on, and the bottom half of his body is a basketball.
It's actually Strong Bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the bottom half of Strong Bad's body is a basketball.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
Yeah.
The bottom half of Strong Bad is a ball, you know, with some legs on it.
You know, tape. His legs are made of tape. I heard that his legs are made of tape, Mr. Skullhead.
Mm.
Bigglesworth says the new look town and how the tracks work is great. Many thanks for the change. Yeah. Tom 808 says, could we get the option to pick either one huge pumpkin or five regular pumpkins if I'm busy at work and can only play on weekends? Now, you're never so busy that you can't log in for 1 second to click on your campground and do the pumpkins. I get that maybe you'd rather if you log on 10 days later have even four pumpkins than the ginormous pumpkin, but like that's not how it works. Pumpkin patches do not work that way. It's like a garden in real life. You have to pay attention to it, or you don't get any fucking pumpkins.
That's right.
I mean, that's the one lesson that I learned.
Hoover says, I'm dismayed at your portrayal of frat guys as doing nothing but drinking, fucking, and wearing American Eagle shirts. We don't wear American Eagle, we wear Brooks Brothers. Actually, it's only the sorority orcs who wear their American Eagle shirts. I guess that if we were really dedicated to our art, we would do some undercover research in a frat house.
Yeah.
Because the frat boys all started out like frat boys were when we were in school, which is the
yeah.
You know, Fred Durst lookalikes. And then We kind of graduated a little bit to the...
They were wearing the big Johnson shirts for a while. Like, it was kind of like the guys who were going... My conception of them was always like the guys who, from high school who were going to be frat boys. Hmm. So it was like No Fear, like Stussy and Massimo.
See, Massimo was like Skaters and Burnouts.
Was it?
Yeah.
Ah.
Massimo.
Are you sure you didn't get co-opted by the douches?
It might have been.
Maybe I got co-opted by douches. I wasn't cool enough to hang out with skaters. I was just cool enough to get beaten up by douches. I didn't really get beaten up.
That is the thing. Like, our football players gave us a bunch of shit, but...
It was, you know, it was honestly, like, kind of...
smart-assed we were with them.
Yeah. Like you kind of got to hand it to them for not beating our asses. you know.
So, you know, they evolved a little bit so that now they listen to emo and wear popped collar polos and are trying to be all sensitive. I don't know what... So, Hoover, if you're a frat guy, can you tell us what music you're listening to now?
Yeah, and what do you look like? What kind of hats do you wear? Is it still a baseball cap? I bet it's still a baseball cap.
Based on the Adam Dunn model, I'm guessing that it's...
A fedora?
No, it's the baseball cap that's completely pristine, like brand new, possibly with the price tag still hanging off it.
Oh, and a big silver circular sticker on top of it. I saw a lot of that in New York. But that was among the urban youth. That was not... That was not frat guys.
That was among the urban butter.
Yeah. The urban Swiss. The Italian urban cheese bread at Subway.
Right.
Shiver Warps out. I had a dream where I was playing some sort of four-player Miss Pac-Man with Jick, Hot Stuff, and Riff, which eventually turned into some sort of Tron thing. Riff kept ruining everyone's shit at the game. Why is Riff such a jerk? I don't know, but every time I play four-player Miss Pac-Man Tron with him, he ruins everyone's shit. So... Mm-hmm. Your dreams are eerily prescient.
I think that game just brings out the worst in him.
Oh, man, did you see that study about how people can tell the future if it involves tits?
No, I missed that.
There was some study where you had to, like, guess... like, it was just something where you had to, like, guess whether the picture was going to be on the left side or the right side of the screen, and it was done randomly.
Hmm.
And at guessing where... erotic pictures were going to be, people consistently over a giant sample performed way better than chance. So it was like, you can tell the future if there's tits in it. You can see the future if there's tits. But, you know, there was a lot of, like, you know, the comment threads full of people questioning the methodologies or whatever, and then a lot of people saying, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. Every once in a while when I think about boobs and later I see some, I'm like, oh, I totally saw the future. Deadly Dusk wrote, Dear Chicken Crew, I just wanted to thank you for telling me about Happy in Paraguay. It has been a consistent source of amusement. I haven't watched Happy in Paraguay in a while.
It is beautiful.
It really is.
Though nothing has made me laugh harder in recent memory than the just damn you autocorrect website.
Yeah,
it's like the big box of slavery and pick me up some cogs.
It makes me sad. It makes me sad that that is so funny. It makes me sad that the fucking hobo name generator Crackles. Is the funniest thing we've ever done.
Right.
Drongo says, one of the things I love about this game is the breadth of influences and references it covers, from Knobgoblins through to incredibly intelligently written Poe and Coleridge stuff in the Wormwood. The Wormwood is still my favorite zone, I think, although you still need to fix drops in the Pleasure Dome. The Angry Poet drops both Honeydew and the White Zanadian, but Kubla Khan drops nothing. Surely Kubla should have the Zanadian. Yeah, you're terrible at designing. You're terrible at itemizing zones. Hmm. I'm terrible at using the English language to mean the things that the words mean, because itemize is totally not what that means. You know, that's what video game players say. Even Blizzard on their little schedule, it's all itemization. And then there's this huge block, polish, and then we get kicked out because we weren't supposed to be looking at that thing. Sorry.
Polish.
You know that we actually outsourced the last third of all of our development to the Polish. So, in the tradition of erudition, and after seeing Jick's forum post on the Jungian analysis of Shadow Complex, when can I get a Jungian psychotherapist familiar giving access to the collective subconscious where I can encounter a variety of archetypes with some knob jokes? Although, thinking about it, maybe the therapist needs to cover Freudian dream analysis, too. it is kind of funny how Jung's philosophy was largely based on him having a dream about a giant dick. Like, remembering having a dream about a giant dick before... it was possible for him to know what a dick was, and then deciding, oh yeah, giant dicks are just a thing that we innately understand before we're ever exposed to, say, somebody waving a giant dick at us. I don't know, man. The younger one says, hi, Jake, I was reading more item descriptions, and I've come to the conclusion that the chorizo brownies description is the most beautiful creation ever. Keep up the good work. I think that that was Riff, actually. I think that was one of the first things that Riff wrote.
That is good stuff. as far as the content familiar goes for next year, that may be the direction that we're heading, because we've done the drug trip thing, we've done the different kind of drug trip thing, we've done the future and the past, we've done a collection of arcade games.
Yeah, this one was a little weird.
And every year we go, you know what we should do is like a Circles of Hell thing, you know, like exploring hell like Dante's Inferno. And I think every year we figure out that that's not a great idea because there's just not that many jokes there. But then we forget that by the next year. So yeah, maybe we'll just go deeper inside the collective subconscious.
You can go into the id, where you fight a bunch of boners and your mom's vagina. Right. Now, I mean, really, the whole game is just a metaphor for fighting your mom's vagina, right? Right. I mean, that's what... Every time I draw anything, somebody looked at the new Battle artwork and was like, okay, so the entryway is the uterus and just totally does not look like a female reproductive tract. A, I've never even seen a vagina. So you keep saying that I draw these things that look like vaginas. No, I don't. No, I don't. Or if I do, it's a total accident because I don't know what a vagina looks like.
It looks like this.
That doesn't look like a vagina. The orc chasm.
It looks like an Asian vagina.
It doesn't look like a vagina. Listen, maybe the reason that you're so paranoid about hygiene is because you've been fucking ladies with trees growing around their vaginas.
No, and that's stubble.
That isn't stubble. That's trees. That's trees. That is big
chunks. If it's a chasm, it's trees. If it's a vagina, it's pubes.
That smell like pine? That smell like Christmas?
You know, I wouldn't insist that there not be any hair down there if it smelled like pine.
No, oh, come on.
So douche with pine saw, ladies.
You know, some people like the natural scent of a lover.
Right. So do I, but
the kind of person who would use the word
pita bread.
The kind of person who would use the word lover, unironically, might like the natural scent of a lover.
And they would say it just like that, and then you'd offer them a beer, and they'd say, I've never felt the need to alter my perception of reality to have a good time.
Yeah. The only perception-altering chemicals I need are the musk of my lover.
The musk. That's better.
Yeah, that's the musk.
I don't mind that smell so long as it's coming off of hummus. I just wanted to call that back.
No, I know you joke about me being afraid of vaginas because you are actually afraid of vaginas. You're like, this needs to be completely stripped bare of hair and made into something as inoffensive as a baby's vagina, because that's right. The only kind of vagina that you're not scared of is a baby's vagina, especially a male baby. You know, like that baby who brings the mail.
Right.
Did you coin fail man to talk about the mailman today?
Or yes.
That was pretty clever. Fail man and snatch thatch.
They're cops.
We are...
Or attorneys at law.
Yeah, fail man, just nothing goes right for him. He's washed up and snatch thatch.
Just stole the roof off of my hut.
He's a... And the judge sentenced him to 6 months of being a cop.
Clever, what were you doing with all of those grasses and palm leaves? I like the idea of a snatch thatch being the same thing as a cut purse. Just the same genre.
Fuck purse came up the other day. Oh, look out, there's fuck purses about. Make sure you tighten your purse strings. You don't want to reach in for some ducats and get more than you bargained for. What are ducats?
The coins.
Are they? Was that a kind of currency somewhere?
Nipples and boobs.
A gold coin that was used as a trade currency throughout Europe before World War I. Wow, that seems recent. I guess before World War I could be arbitrarily unrecent and still technically be correct.
Hey, there's a Filk song called If I Had a Million Ducats.
Wow! That's That is so clever. That is so clever and so entertaining that it could only possibly be a Filk song.
And
no other medium.
So hard to write. It's like writing a parody of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Right.
Oh, you know what? When we were talking about how there's no such thing as a good original a cappella song?
Yes.
I'm going to play On the Way Out in a while here.
It doesn't count if it's an a cappella song by a band that is not an a cappella band.
No, this is an a cappella band. That it's like a guy who's a rapper and a singer, and it's like kind of a Motown thing, and it's really good.
Okay.
So.
I guess I believe you. Grand Oyster says, can the Adventure Again button work to send you back to the map in places like the Tavern Cellar and the Hidden City? Yeah, you know, that's a thing that I sometimes don't remember to do. Captain Spam, when I was talking about how there was nobody cool in Kentucky, said, some of us are programmers stuck in Kentucky because we can't find jobs in California, asshole. And then he gives me a smiley to know that he's not really calling me an asshole. Mm.
Or that he's really happy that he's calling you an asshole.
I think I'm going to have to drive through Kentucky. What am I going to do?
Don't.
I don't think I can help it.
It's Arkansas that has the, like, draconian speed laws.
Can I get gas prior to Kentucky so that I don't have to stop in Kentucky? Maybe I can just hold my breath all the way through pretending that Kentucky is the world's largest tunnel?
Sure.
Does Kentucky contain the world's largest tunnel? I could go to Chattanooga, Tennessee and play video games in the arcades of my youth.
Really?
Not Chattanooga. Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg.
We used to go to... We'd do these trips to Gatlinburg on the motorcycle, or we'd go to Gatlinburg on the way to Florida.
Hmm.
I don't know. A lot of cross-country motorcycle trips when I was a kid, and I didn't realize, you know, that that's like a comparatively unusual thing. Not a lot of people go on cross-country motorcycle trips with their dads.
No. You know.
And yet I've not read Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. How does the Hermit feel, says Ono and Other Putts, about Dungeoneers moving in right next door? He doesn't care. He's like, I'm totally irrelevant. I used to be cool when there were days when I didn't have any clovers. But now I'm not interesting at all. I'm totally balanced, though. I hope you guys are enjoying the balance. Lee Weedy Lad says, so why is there a trophy for ascending with a stab bat, but no trophies for doing that with other familiars? What's so special about the stab bat? Well, I mean, at the time, the stab bat was the only familiar that, like, hurt you a lot. That was before the Egg Benedict, which is just my favorite. It's like a stab bat that only ever stabs you. Those fake familiars were funny.
They're quite funny.
Another Putz says, the fact that Little Canada isn't in the north of Seaside Town anymore makes me sad. Canada should be north. Yeah, I was sad. The whole thing was fucking planned and nearly executed before I remembered Little Canada. And it does suck that it has to be there.
Does it have to be there?
You know, I guess it could, although now that I made Hot Stuff do that animation on the bat signal, it could be on a little island.
Mm. Could you not just... Could it just be spread out across the top here?
I guess. Yeah, you know, that might work. He would have to redo that. Redo the adventurer signal thing to contain that. But you know what? He's a whiz at Photoshop. He uses fucking layers and shit. Maybe that won't be a big deal. It does make me a little sad. Although I like the way town looks better. It's a little weird. I wish now that I was like, there's too much stuff in town, and then I took stuff out and I'm like, I wish there was more stuff in town.
Right.
I think I'll get used to it. I think if it had been like this all along. Maybe also a little bit of, like, not debris, but maybe some, like, grass or something, or just, like, a tree every once in a while. Make it look a little better. Yeah, I definitely need to consider a bunch of different things and make Hot Stuff reanimate all of them.
Absolutely. It is weird that Spooky Raven Manor is just out in the docks of Boone. I guess if it's older than everything that's around it, that makes sense, that just the town kind of grew up around it.
Yeah.
The wrong side of the tracks is just perfect, though.
You think?
Yeah. You got some, like, litter,
Yeah, it was weird how little stuff there was on the right side of the tracks. And it's also weird that that alley is just sitting there. Like, you know, it's one of those things that just, like, oh, yeah, this is from when all of the maps were a collection of icons rather than an actual representation of something.
I think it's kind of funny that it's an alley in a place where there are no streets. Yeah.
They just built some walls so that there could be an alley.
Well,
it was originally the Kirstie Alley, where we got sued by the Scientologists.
Wait, what? Azu says, any chance of a muscle sign quest rework, or at the very least a change to the reward? Currently, I think it's like 100 adventures of Gothy, and that's it. Oh, my mistake. 110 adventures, and a flail mediocre by today's post-power creep standards. If you don't feel like answering the previous question, any chance of doing things with alternative weapon types, plus knife drops, plus knife damage, plus pistol drops and pistol damage? The man could drop an NRA membership card that increases gun drops and crits with guns. You know, I don't think of the man in that regard as being pro-gun. I don't think of, like, the Wall Street fat cat as being an NRA member.
Right.
I think that guy as being a Republican, and the NRA member as also being a Republican, but, like, the guy who's an NRA member is a Republican because he doesn't understand that Republicans are fucking him out of way more money than Democrats would.
Right.
And is voting for them because they, like he, hate fags. Or they claim to hate fags the way that he genuinely hates fags.
Right. And he needs guns in case the government gets out of control.
Right, right. Or in case the fags try to move into town. If fags move into the neighborhood, you're going to need some guns. Because otherwise they will come up and fag on you.
They will.
And that's the only way to defend yourself.
They will get some gay on you.
They're the only way to defend yourself from an unwelcome advance from a homosexual is with a gun. They will get my gun and blow me when they pry it from my cold, dead hands while blowing me.
Hmm.
That's what they say. It was on a t-shirt. I saw it.
I'm sure you did.
I made the t-shirt.
Hmm.
I submitted it to Threadless, but there were no bites.
But then you submitted it to T-Shirt Hell, and he was like, that's not offensive enough.
Yeah.
A few Mets says, will there ever be a compost heap in the garden? I could toss guano, cottage cheese, and cranberries in there, and after a long while, turn them into delicious pumpkin pies. I don't think that compost works that way.
No, that's pretty much how I make pumpkin pies. Hey, do you want to come over for Thanksgiving?
No.
I've been, I've got this guano, cottage cheese, and cranberries that's almost ready.
Compost heap. Half of the people that I know are composting, too.
Yeah.
I think that once you start composting and brewing beer in your spare time, you're just on your way to becoming a thing that I don't want to become. I don't know. Well, I already drive a Prius. There's brewing beer in your spare time, and there's being guy who brews beer.
Yeah, I do have to say that, like, I don't know that I've ever... I'm undoubtedly going to offend some people, because I'm sure there are people listening who brew beer. I don't know that I've ever met, like, people who, like, oh, I brought a keg to this party of beer that I brewed myself that I would, like, want to hang out with. You know? It's, like, cool that they do it, I guess. But, I mean, I would brew some beer, right? I like beer. I'd like to try my hand at making some of it. Oh, you know what? I know a guy, the animator on the new game, brewed some beer. We drank some. We went over to his house to play video games and Agricola.
You know, I suppose that it's a hobby that it's easy to really get into the nuts and bolts of it. And if that's your only...
I mean, I can see making beer with nuts, but I've never had a Bolt Brown.
Yeah, you should try it. But if that's the only thing that you ever talk about, it does get old. Like, a lot of the people that I hang out with are brewing beer. And when they start talking about brewing beer, it's just kind of my cue to go and hang out with all of their wives. Because I care about their beer brewing exactly the same amount as their wives do. And I'll drink their delicious beer, but it's just when they start talking about all the various strains of hops that they're cultivating. It's
like the Fuggles hops and the Cascade hops.
Exactly. They're like,
are they actually cultivating hops? Or do you know people who brew beer and grow their own hops?
There are a couple that are.
I guess that's a thing you could do here. Man, you know, if I lived in a place where you could grow food, I would grow some fucking food.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm about to start growing is some fucking eggs. Because I live in a place where you can grow eggs. That's for damn sure.
Out of the fertile soil?
Out of the soil that
eggs.
Erupts forth with scorpions. Man, I'm excited. As soon as I get home, what I'm getting for Christmas... Actually, what my roommate is getting for Christmas is me leaving for a month and he has to feed the chickens.
Hmm.
that are brand new, and if they die, it's totally his fault. That's what I say.
Well, if they die, then you got a chicken dinner.
Captain Spam says, how soon do you think it'll be before people start pestering you to let them customize the adventurer signal? Well, if that question itself counts as that, then exactly zero time.
I understood the idea that maybe there should be a sword on there, too. But I think if you had to pick one icon, the martini was
it. I tried to draw a small but recognizable version of the sword and martini guy. Because it was meant to be the sword and martini guy, but then I was like, you know, just a martini glass would work better in this context,
I think. It is iconic of our game in the way that a sword is kind of a generic fantasy
thing. Our fav icon, which is fantastic and never gets criticized at all.
I noticed that I don't have that showing on. Is it not on the dev server?
You know, it is. They just never fucking work. Fav icons are a thing that just don't fucking work. You go to a place with a fav icon, sometimes they'll be, it'll show up, sometimes it won't. I don't know. Maybe there's a trick to making them work, but I don't know.
Maybe they just don't work in Chrome.
If they're like anything else, they don't work in Chrome.
You know, I've had zero problems with Chrome.
Yeah.
I stopped using Firefox because I got tired of every time I started it, it would load up the, like, we have some updates. Would you like to install them? No. Okay, well, you can't run Firefox unless you install them. Okay. Well, here are all your plugins that may or may not work after, so please pick the ones that you want. Okay. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I finally get to be on the web, whereas with Chrome, I can just click an icon, and it pops up that fast, and I can go look at stuff on the web. Plus, I'm providing valuable information to Google, who can then use that information to do whatever the fuck it is that Google's eventually
going to do. Yeah, because you can trust Google. Google isn't fucking shady, conspiracy-worthy at all.
Not at all.
No, you can trust them. They're not like the government.
If I were affiliated with Google, I would trust them implicitly.
Yeah, I would. Especially if I were the kind of person that was likely to trust large, shadowy, profit-driven organizations implicitly. All right. Is it time to hand
drum? I suppose it is. It is time to return to innocence is what time it is. I don't know, Monday... Will you be somewhere on Monday?
I don't know what the hell's going to happen. Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, it may be like me and Vaginal Blood Fart and Salsa Shark.
Yeah.
By the way, Vaginal Blood Fart and Salsa Shark have a podcast now called Apropos of Nothing. Their website is aonpodcast.com.
Is it any good? Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, those guys.
Okay.
I hope you know what, the next episode's going to be real good.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be on.
Yeah, so we're going to be on there, and we'll...
Oh, man, we got to do our research.
Yeah, we got to research, rape and...
Whistles.
Yeah. And rape whistles. All right, good night, everybody.